It's a game changer for the area, like, and I'm very proud to say that it's the first facility of these kinds in Donegal, like, and it's getting brave reviews already, like, and you know, it's a fantastic facility to have, and you know, people with disabilities can come there and go on out to the beach, like, with their family or carers, wherever, like, and then they can come back and use this facility privately. All the mod cons are there, there's chain house and everything, air washing, good washing facilities and drawdown curtains and everything, and they've got great privacy there, yeah, so I'm really excited about that there, and it's definitely, it's great to say that we've the first in Donegal to have this facility.
It's just all about improving accessibility to the area and also to our tourist attractions.
No, I'm going to be very, very busy, it'll be a very busy beach anyway, you know, and we get loads of people from all over Ireland comes there, and we get a lot of people from the north of Ireland there, like, and they're used to these sort of facilities in there. I think every half an hour, like, you can have a change in place like this, like, in the north anywhere. So for people like that coming down here, it's going to be great for them as well, you know, they can, you know, use this facility, and look, there's a lot of, I have to thank a lot of people, like, you know, the executive here in Dunlow, like David Freer, Michael McGarvey, and also through the O'Reilly, and a few more people have been a great help. The Dolman Centre in Kilcluny, Leonard Benoit, who's the chairman there, and of course I can't forget Paul Dawson, who's wheelchair bound himself, like, has been hugely instrumental in bringing this project to fruition.